Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Crossland, Corsa and Mokka. Three good reasons to visit the Opel Open Road event.
And last week we talked about books that would enchant and delight the youngest readers out there. And today we're looking at books that will be of interest to older children. So what books will appeal to teenagers and young adults and might make the perfect Christmas gift for them? Well, I'm joined on the line by Elena Ryan, CEO of Children's Book Ireland, and from our Waterford studio by librarian Tracy McEnany. And all of Elena and Tracy's picks are on our website, rte.ie/todaycb. Good morning to you both and thank you for joining us. So we're looking at older children, teenagers and young adults now. Elena, we'll start with you. And we know that many teenagers are bombarded with the games, consoles and the phones. So we're trying to find the best way to get the younger teenagers engrossed in books.
Yes, indeed. And what we've picked today, Claire, are suggestions to try to suit a broad range of readers, but they might not suit every single one. So what I'd always say is, in terms of the age groups, some children read up, some children read down. We'd never comment on a child or a young person reading a book that is seemingly geared at a younger person than them. I think that's fine. Let them read whatever suits them. Oftentimes, kids like to read graphic novels or comic books, something that's much more visual. I think that's great. It's not, you know, something that we should be weaning them off necessarily. And let them look around. So if you can get them a book token, bring them in and let them join the library, as I'm sure Tracy will be telling us, and get onto our website, childrensbooksireland.ie. We have loads of great reading guides on there that they can pick through and find something that will suit them. So our latest one, Deliver the Joy of Reading, has all the best Irish books that have been published this year by Irish authors and illustrators and publishers.
Okay.
So there's lots and lots out there for them to choose from.
So let's start with your first pick then, Elena, and this is Guard Your Heart.
Yes, by Sue Diven. So this is a debut writer and it's a love story, really exploring what it is to be born into Northern Ireland in the post-conflict generation, where they are too young to remember the Troubles, but who are still carrying the burden of that trauma inherited from their parents. So Aidan is Catholic and Republican. His father is an ex-political prisoner and his mother has passed away. He just wants out of Derry, where this book is set. And Iona, on the other side of the divide, is Protestant, have a brother and a father in the police. She wants to go to university and, you know, they couldn't be further apart, it seems, on the surface. But when Aidan is attacked and a victim of a sectarian attack, Iona records it. And she's determined to do the right thing, even at the cost of her own safety. So for any of the parents out there who would have read the Joan Lingard books, the Kevin and Sadie books, this is a really relevant one for teenagers now. And for fans of Sheena Wilkinson, it'll really appeal.
OK, so that's Guard Your Heart by Sue Diven. And Tracy, you're looking at this same age group of children between 12 and 14. But as we say, that's not prescriptive. What new book has caught your eye here? You're looking, your first one is by Rick Riordan.
The first one is by Rick Riordan. This is the first time he's had a female protagonist. Now, this is about Anna. She's an orphan. Her parents have died 2 years previously on a scientific expedition. She's a freshman at Harding Pencroft High School, and they specialise in underwater explorers, naval specialists. Now, they set off on what appears to be a normal field trip, but disaster strikes, and Anna has to lead the freshman to save the world. Now, you can expect rival schools, a spy working against Anna, and Rick Riordan, who's a big fan of Jules Verne from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sun, has Anna as the descendant of Captain Nemo from that.
Okay, and your next one?
My next one is, oh, I've just finished this. I absolutely love this. This is by Pony by R.J. Plazio. You'll know this author from Wonder. It was also made into a film, Julia Roberts and Owen Wilson. This is 10 years in the making. She wrote the book 2 years, had 400 pages written, and she tore it up and started again. It's about Silas and his father. It's set in 1860s America. It's a Western coming of age. But anyway, in the middle of the night, three men arrive at Silas and Martin's home, brandishing guns, and they want Silas and Martin to come with them. And Martin convinces them to take him and not Silas. So he says, Silas, stay here. I'll be back within the week. I'll do what they say. Now, they keep calling the father Mac Boat, who is a famous counterfeiter. But he says, no, I'm not Mac Boat. I'm Martin Bird. Anyway, off they go. And the next day, a pony returns to Silas's home. And Silas sees this as a sign to set off in search of his father. He can see ghosts. So he brings Mittenwool, a 16-year-old boy who's a ghost for his companion. And he meets Marshall Farmer and then all the people that he meets. This is going to be as big as Wonder.
Oh, right. You love this one. That's Pony. And Elena, you've been looking at graphic novels. And this is a good way if children maybe and young teenagers are not really into sitting down with the big novel. This can be a good way of bringing them along, a little bit more digestible.
Yeah, absolutely. And really, like, these are comic books. So if you've had kids who fell away but loved the Beano and the Dandy back in the day, get them into superheroes. So the two that I've picked, they're both from DC Comics, starting with Whistle, a new Gotham City hero. And this is written by E. Lockhart, who some young readers might know. She's the author of Genuine Fraud and We Were Liars, which were big hits, and illustrated by Manuel Praetano, who's an Italian illustrator. So again, Gotham City, very familiar to all of us, but there's no need to have a background in superheroes to read this. It's about a young girl called Willow who's at high school, and she's really passionate about rejuvenating her local community. She's struggling at home. It's just her and her mom, and her mom is very unwell. So she's trying to take on work to just make some money to keep them afloat. And she falls into working alongside some shady characters. So she begins to see the underground of, you know, superhero world. And you've got Poison Ivy and the Riddler, who will be familiar to some folks again. It's very much about a strong young girl who's out there trying to make a difference in her community. And then the second one I've pulled out, Nubia, a real one, again, a really strong female protagonist, again set in the States, and this is about a black teenager living in the States who's always been aware of her superpowers but is trying to keep them a secret. And when that secret comes out, life changes for her quite a bit, but this is rooted in reality. So we see a Black Lives Matter protest here and Nubia being attacked at that when the protest turns violent. So it's very relevant in terms of social commentary, but also so readable and brilliantly drawn.
Okay, two graphic novels there. And Tracy, some of the younger teenagers, they're looking to get their teeth into an author with a good back catalogue. So if you enjoy something, you can go to the next one and the next one and the next ones. Can you give us a rundown of the authors and the series that are popular in the library?
Skullduggery plays it by Derek Landy. I think if you've read Harry Potter, you will absolutely love this. He's got 14 books in the series. It's about a 400-year-old sorcerer detective who happens to be a living skeleton. And the main character is Stephanie Edgeley. She's 12. She's just inherited her late uncle's mansion. She's attacked the first night and Skullduggery comes to her rescue. And it goes on. He kind of takes her under the wing after that. You've got Alex Rider series by Anthony Horowitz. 19 million copies of this have been sold worldwide. MI6, a reluctant spy. Reluctant Teenage Spy, the Cherub series by Robert Muchamore, a Gone series by Michael Grant. They are always really, really popular in Waterford libraries.
And if you have a TV show or a film coming from a book series, the popularity of that series then tends to last long beyond it's left the screens.
Absolutely. I was checking this out last night. You know, Dune is out in the cinemas.
Yes.
This is a book adapted by Frank Herbert. It was published in 1965. I just went in to see our catalogue in Waterford Libraries, and everybody is looking for Dune now. So if it's out in the cinema, if it's in the TV, it will be very, very popular. Oh, another one that's really popular is, this is going to be made into, it's a graphic novel. It's going to be on Netflix next year. And this is Heartstopper. It's volume 4 by Alice Osman. And as I said, there's 4 books written at this stage, and it's about boy meets boy, boy becomes friends and they fall in love and everything that happens in between.
Now, moving on to the young adult market, Elena, and you've a great idea for books that can help engage less confident readers. What can you suggest here?
Yeah, I thought graphic novels is a good way to dip in. We've seen young readers read along with our awards over the years, and Sarah Crossan has been shortlisted a number of times. And what we see is people feel a real sense of satisfaction when they're turning the pages and reading these short poems that make up the narrative of the book. So I've picked one that's just come out, Baby Teeth by Meg Grehan, and this is her third verse novel. It's a different one for her. It's set in the world of vampires, and it's about a girl called Immy falling in love with Claudia. And Immy, the vampire, has all of her previous lives still living in her head. So she never really dies, she never really goes away, and she's battling with all those voices in her head. It's a love story, but quite a dark one, and lots to read between the lines.
Okay, and Tracy, then, other novels that caught your eye for this age group. You've got As Good As Dead by Holly Jackson.
But As Good As Dead by Holly Jackson, this is the third and last book in the trilogy of A Good Girl's Guide to Murder. It's perfect for fans of One of Us is Lying by Eva Dolan. Now, it's about Pip. She's going off to college, but she's actually got a stalker. And the stalker has similarities to a serial killer that they put away 6 years ago. So have they got the wrong person behind bars? She has to find the suspect or be the next victim herself.
It can be really difficult, can't it, to choose books for this age group. You were saying at the start, Elena, that might be a good idea to bring a child with you or a young adult in to pick the book. Do you agree with that, Tracy?
Absolutely. Because we have people coming into the library and we would actually say, bring them in. And also Book Talk is actually brilliant for suggestions at the moment. And it's what their peers are reading. They'll read it as well.
Mm-hmm. You've had a look at non-fiction books as well, Tracy, which will interest this age group. Marcus Rashford is featuring. I spotted that on the shelf at the weekend myself, actually.
Yes, Marcus Rashford up Man United. You are a champion, how to be the best you can be. You've got this by Tammy Darcy. This is for girls. And the Spectrum Girls Survival Guide, How to Grow Up Awesome and Autistic by Sienna Castellone. That's really well worth having a look at.
Well, Tracy McEnany and Elena Ryan, thank you very much indeed. And Tracy and Elena's suggestions all on our website now. That's rt.ie/today CB. We'll take a break.